1080p. Yeah, I bought RT systems and I took the time to get it all set up how I would want it. And what I really like about that radio is the menu is I mean, it's probably because I've had it before, but I feel like the menu is pretty easy. It reminds me of like an old Nokia. I like the key layout. Like, it's just a user-friendly radio. And then I took the time this weekend, too, to fix my iGate because I don't know what happened, but like the USB port went bad on my Raspberry Pi, or it just isn't recognizing the RTL SBR dongle anymore, so I put it in a different port, got it working. I was like, well, while I'm here, might as well get the 878 APRS going. So I got that beaconing and receiving. So I had Kenwood and that going back and forth on APRS and all going into the iGate. So I thought that was kind of cool. Not that there's any real-world use for it for me, but, you know, another feature of the radio that I was able to get working properly.
Yeah, that's cool. I gotta decide what, if any analog stuff I'm gonna put in to into the Anytone. I'll probably put some stuff in, all the Central Michigan and the FBI stuff. But it doesn't really matter. I'm not within HT range, and in most cases, if I am, I'm in my vehicle that has a mobile. So I don't know. I'll probably do it just because it's pretty easy to organize it all with the way they bank stuff. And honestly, as I've been looking more and more, I think I might pick up one of those Anytone 578s, the mobiles, just to check it out and see if I like it. I may wait a couple months, because I remember I went to the swap that Livonia's Club puts on, and there was an Anytone dealer that was selling stuff for like 20% off. Or I'll just buy a used one. I don't know. We'll see what happens.